Janet Hoff and the WRJN News Center. Cloudy tonight, some flurries are possible, those in the upper teens. Full forecast details are coming up. 10 were needed, but only 7 Racine aldermen voted in favor of an override to Mayor Corey Mason's veto of future budget funding toward the proposed event center, which followed plenty of public comment and a delay in dealing with the issue until Alderman Henry Perez could make the meeting. Council President Dennis Wiser said maintaining the status quo is not looking for a better future. Alderman Jason Meekma, aside from not supporting the veto override, said it's time for the community to heal, while noting, quote, "We have let politics take control."
We've become obsessed with sides and who is wrong. I've spoken with people on both sides of this issue. And you know what I've learned? I haven't learned whether people are for or against this. I've learned that they are passionate, concerned, and that they care very deeply about this community. Imagine if both sides were able to come together. We have forgotten that we are all people just trying to do what we believe is right.
The motion to override the mayor's veto on the event center was supported by Alderman Coe, DeHaan, Shakur, McCarthy, Wiser, Morgenroth, and Land. Another veto by Mayor Mason on changing a job position to create a communications director was sustained, but the council voted to have a committee of the whole next month on a staff proposal to create an information officer position. The 2018 budget for the city of Burlington, with a 9% increase in the tax rate, was approved by the Common Council last night. With such factors as a new pool project, joint dispatch, increased health insurance costs, and the unexpected bill for flood damage. Finance Director Steve DeQuaker noted a significant increase for insurance premium based on last year. He talked about the likely closure of environmental TIF District 3 around April, which would help lower the mill rate.
The amount of money that currently gets funneled into the TIF gets sent back to the general fund at roughly 50%. So the effect of that is a reduction in the mill rate to taxpayers. The other half of that is actually an increase in the levy for the city, but it still is a net reduction. I can't guess as to where that would be because it all depends on how the values happen.
The operational levy next year will be up an allowed 3.51%, while DeQuaker said the debt levy includes about $389,000 for the new community pool, or about 40 cents on the mill rate increase. The Burlington Council passed the 2018 budget without discussion at the business meeting. The tax rate ends up being $9.89 per thousand of assessed value, or 93 cents more than the current fiscal year. The Kenosha County Board, after failing to pass an initial resolution to bond for capital improvement projects a month ago, approved a similar resolution at last night's meeting. With two supervisors absent from the meeting last month, four supervisors voted no, failing to meet the three-quarters majority needed. The new resolution allows for the sale of up to $13,150,000 general obligation promissory notes, $50,000 higher than the original proposal. Supervisor Terry Rose said the additional funding would be set aside in case of another natural disaster like last June's flooding. Supervisor Ron Frederick criticized his colleagues who voted no a month ago for failing to give a reason why.
Well, I'd voted for it because it's good for the overall county. It's good. We vote. We're a body here, or nonpartisan. I sense that most of the time. But they vote against the budget every year. Yet we put the budget through, and they get their projects and get their stuff done in their area. So why are they here?
Supervisor John Poole, who cast one of the four no votes, said it's because the county has too much debt. The vote to approve the initial bonding resolution was 18-2, with three supervisors absent, including two who voted no last month, Aaron Decker and Jill Gilmore. The board will vote again on the issue when the bonds are actually sold next year. Kenosha's Bear Development is looking at loans and federal housing tax credits to the state to create a senior housing project on just over 8 acres of land along Sheridan Road near Carthage College. And last night, the Summers Village Board gave its blessing to needed procedural moves for what's called the Parkview site. The plan calls for 84 senior housing units along with a pair of 8-unit townhomes. The Kenosha News says the village, as part of the process, would provide a $250,000 zero-interest loan, while Kenosha County would offer $750,000 through the U.S. Affordable Housing Program. In addition, more than $500,000 in developer fees would be waived because of low-income housing tax credit rules. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.